For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team lost last night, joined by Haldren and Captain John Parker. Had two goals. Congratulations on those two goals.
Thank you. It's been a while, so that's a positive. But, yeah, tomorrow we got to come out a lot faster. I don't think tonight we got the jump that we needed to in the first period. We knew what we were getting into with Ferris, and we just got to buckle down.
As good as you guys had been playing, how do you get over this quickly?
Best thing is to just learn from it tomorrow on video, then put it behind us and look forward to these next 2 points. I think tonight we missed out on some crucial points, but tomorrow we're going to get them back and keep climbing up the ladder on the standings.
Tom always says that a team's identity is their identity, and you can't really change too much of what you guys are doing, but how much do these guys make you change what you want to do?
Well, when you play Ferris State, it's a completely different animal. I think going into tonight's game, we knew exactly what they were going to do, you know, whether it's making plays off the glass or just tossing pucks, trying to get it out of their end. It does force you to kind of play a different style. I think you got to match their intensity and match their style. You got to chip pucks out, get them out quick, and just try and capitalize on your transition game. And tomorrow, we just got to get pucks deep, and they kind of got us on a couple today on their transition game, but just got to get pucks deep at critical points in our shifts, and it'll eliminate some of that offense.
You guys are a puck pressure team. You're a team that likes to work below the goal line and wear guys out. You can't do that, so how can you wear out a team?
The best way against Ferris State is just, like I said, you got to play just like them. And when you get that puck in the neutral zone, you got to get it deep. It's crucial. You have to get below the goal line, and then we go to work, and then we play Beaver hockey, and we keep rolling. We roll and keep putting shifts together and just try and hem them in their own end and make them play 200 feet, get it back to our end, and then get it back into their end and just keep going back to work.
For you personally, how can you try to feed off of two goals tonight for the rest of the year?
Just kind of got to keep using my legs, keep shooting the puck. I think that's something that I haven't done previously, is just kind of have a shoot first mentality, and when that happens, good things happen.
You seemed on both of them to be able to pick your spot, and you didn't have much of a spot on either of them, did you?
Especially on that one in the neutral zone, I was coming down, I saw the goalie cheat, and then most readies can't really bring it across the body and go, you know, far side, but did as best I could, and it worked out.
Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thanks for having me.